KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear skies at 61 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The latest area news includes Red Oak police Sunday night arresting 50-year-old Gregory Allen Riley of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 9:40 p.m. for violation of a no-contact order. Riley was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. A woman from Union County was arrested Saturday on drug charges in Taylor County. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office's 27-year-old Samantha Guile Smith of Creston was arrested in the 300 block of West Van Buren Street in Lenox. Guile Smith was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and felony possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver marijuana, along with possession of an open container as a driver. She was being held in the Taylor County Jail without bond until being seen by a magistrate. One person was in custody while another person was being sought by police in Council Bluffs following an incident Saturday afternoon. A Council Bluffs police officer tried to stop a 2008 Ford Fusion at around 1:23 p.m. in the area of 13th and 2nd Avenue, but a passenger got out of the vehicle and fled on foot. As the officer was dealing with the passenger, the car took off, and after the car crashed into a tree in the 1200 block of 5th Avenue, the driver fled on foot. Officers were searching the area for him when they located one of the male parties, another suspected passenger, who fled from them on foot. That male was apprehended in the 1200 block of 5th Avenue. He was identified as 29-year-old Jordan Moore of Council Bluffs, who was arrested on a fugitive from justice warrant out of California for parole violation and robbery. Moore was also charged with eluding a police officer in possession of a controlled substance after a small amount of drugs were also located. During the foot pursuit and apprehension, one of the officers involved sustained a knee injury. He was treated at a hospital and released. And the driver of the car had not been located as of late Saturday afternoon. There's been no further updates on that. Anyone with information in reference to that incident is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4716 or remain anonymous at Crime Stoppers 712-328-STOP. That's 7867. A collision Saturday night in Fremont County resulted in one fatality and two people injured. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened around 10:40 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 59 and 130th Street northwest of Essex. Authorities say a 2016 Mack truck driven by 42-year-old John Frederick Brandt of Council Bluffs was traveling west on 130th when Brandt failed to stop at the stop sign at the intersection with Highway 59. His truck struck a 2010 Chevy Malibu driven by 59-year-old Patty Sue Rolfe of Northboro as she was traveling south on Highway 59. Following the collision, both vehicles came to rest in the west ditch. A passenger in the car, 62-year-old Terrence Gerhardt Rolfe of Northboro, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Essex EMS to the Montgomery County Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Both drivers were injured in the crash. Patty Rolfe was transported by Shenandoah EMS to the Shenandoah Medical Center. John Brandt was transported by a Page County Sheriff's deputy to the same facility. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Fremont and Page County Sheriff's Offices, Shenandoah Police, and an Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement Officer, as well as Essex and Shenandoah EMS. A Council Bluffs man who shot his own mother while showing her his shotgun has been charged with a felony in the case. 20-year-old Seth Rennie has been charged with reckless use of a firearm resulting in serious injury. He posted $10,000 bond Friday and faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Police say Rennie's mother was visiting him on May 20th when he showed her his .410 shotgun and how to use it. Rennie told police he thought it was unloaded when he fired a shot hitting his mother in the torso. She was taken to an Omaha, Nebraska hospital with injuries, including a damaged liver. She told police the shooting was accidental. Rennie's next court hearing is set for July the 18th. And police in Creston this morning report a woman residing in the 300 block of South Vine Street reported to them on June 28th that between 2 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the July 1st, someone went through her vehicle while it was parked at her residence and took several car wash tokens that were in it. The loss was estimated at $5. Well, the Atlantic City Council will hold a special meeting tonight beginning at 6:30 in the council's chambers at City Hall. On their brief agenda is approving a cigarette permit for the fog zone here in Atlantic and an update from the Beautification Committee. And you're invited to help launch Ag for All. That's a new parent organization of both Ag Adventure and Who's Your Iowa Farmer by stopping by Ag Adventure at Fontenelle's 4th of July celebration. You can learn how you can support those efforts by volunteering and or providing financial support. Blake Anderson, chair of the new group, says this is the first time we've asked individuals to contribute money to help sustain and expand program efforts. Anyone donating $25 or more to Ag for All during the Ag Adventure event on the 4th in Fontenelle will receive a Who's Your Farmer t-shirt as a thank you gift. You can read more about that on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Margaret Clifford, age 95, of Guthrie Center, died June 25th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret Clifford will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dorothy Lucille King, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Dorothy King will be today at 10:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Levere May Anderson, age 82, of Denison, died June 24th. Funeral services for Levere Anderson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Knopp, age 80, of Atlantic, died June 20th at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Daryl Knopp will be tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Beverly Jean Haynes, age 77, of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Beverly Haynes will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Jackie Gutenfelder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place. Services for Jackie Gutenfelder are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.